In 1856, Ted and Anna Judah arrived in Washington on their second trip. There he wrote a pamphlet that he distributed to every member of Congress and the heads of administrative departments entitled A Practical Plan for Building the Pacific Railroad. What was needed was facts. Facts based on solid foundations, that is, a genuine survey, one on which capitalists could base accurate cost calculations. The capitalists didn't care how many different varieties and species of plants and herbs or grass were located where. They wanted to know the length of the road, the alignment and grades of the proposed railroad, how many cubic yards of dirt to be moved, any tunnels, how much masonry, and where can it be obtained, how many bridges, river crossings, culverts, what about timber and fuel, water, what is an engineer's estimate of the cost per mile, what will be its effect on travel and trade. With such information, the capitalist might invest, but the facts were not there because government has spent so much money and time upon so many routes that we have no proper survey of any one of them. Judah discussed other factors, such as snow, hostile Indians, probable operating conditions, the development of locomotives, rates and tariffs, and the like. The U.S. Army would benefit. It costs $30 million a year to supply the Western troops by horse or ox team. Then his conclusion. It is hoped and believed that Congress will, at this session, pass a bill donating alternate sections of land to aid in the construction of this enterprise. Judah's pamphlet was a splendid idea and an eloquent presentation. The land grant solved at a stroke the problem of financing. But although practical and sensible, it said nothing about whether the eastern terminus of the railroad should be in a free state or a slave state. Congress talked about Judah's proposal at length, but nothing came of it. A number of bills were submitted, but sectional jealousies defeated every one of them. By the spring of 1859, it was clear that if California, Oregon, and the other western territories, especially Washington and Arizona territories, wanted a transcontinental railroad, they must move of their own accord. On April 5, 1859, the legislature of California, acting apparently under Judah's urging, passed a resolution calling for a convention to consider the Pacific Railroad. Judah returned from the East to attend as representative from Sacramento. The convention opened in Assembly Hall in San Francisco on September 20, 1859, with over 100 in attendance. Debate centered on the route to be adopted and the western terminus. Judah said such decisions should be left to the corporation picked to build the road, but the convention adopted a resolution recording its decided preference for a central route to Sacramento. Having lost there, Judah won on his motion to keep the government from becoming an interested party by keeping it out as a stockholder. Such action, he said, shuts the door to fraud, corruption, or political dishonesty. It affords no hobby to ride and presents no stepping stone to power, advancement, or distinction. Judah was on the mark here and in most other resolutions he sponsored and supported. On October 11, the convention's executive committee appointed him as its accredited agent to convey its memorial to Congress.